This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Thursday. Hi, guys.
Fun hey. Day yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good time.
Go hey, Star.
A good time today.
Me? Yeah, star of the show.
What's up, Star?
You guys like that one?
Yep. We sure did.
Way to fight through it.
Oh, I just started getting so nervous. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. I mean, I hope the next one is one from completely out of nowhere. Like, we have no... Because we knew part of that story that we heard yesterday.
Not too much.
Not the good part.
Yeah. Yeah, you conveniently left those details out in the past. Holy crap.
But, yeah, I can't wait. A million of them.
Yeah, and way to make us wait, too. I mean, that was actually, you know, she sort of teased. She was super nervous about it, you know. Finally got to it. We're all like,
I don't
like telling my stuff.
Why? They're great. Okay, I got a couple questions.
All right.
Can we talk about this or not, though? I won't go into the details.
If I don't want to answer, I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, I won't go into the details.
Okay.
But one of the things I thought about when I heard your story is somewhere there is a boy who loves you so much, who wants your attention so, like, at that time in your life, mm-hmm. who would have murdered somebody to get your attention. And meanwhile, you're giving your attention to random idiots.
Thank you.
Like, you know what I mean? There's always mm-hmm. that.
It was those eyes.
The nice boy that would have done anything for you, mm-hmm. that probably
We're
dreamed
not,
about you
girls
every
aren't interested
I know.
In that guy.
I know. That's
that
what I'm saying.
He's a known quantity.
Somewhere that boy was like, oh, Yuzi. And meanwhile, there you are.
Tomorrow.
In Santa Barbara, wreaking havoc.
It was a storm. I blew into town and oh, Lord.
So the other thing that I thought about, which I mean, so there's the first one is there's always that boy who would have just killed for you that you probably never gave a second look. Meanwhile, the third guy on that list, what a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a total... Unbelievable.
I can see, you know,
loser.
Though sometimes you like someone from afar, from, you know, you sort of had seen him before.
Yeah, seen him around.
I don't know how much I can say.
Yeah, I'm trying to be careful too.
Good, be careful.
And so when you have that chance, you got to go for it. But there were so many things leading up to the actual going for it that I would have been like, hey, man, I have to go.
The secret show yesterday is what we're talking about, where yep. Yuzette told a story that we've all got stories. But the second thing I wanted to say is I feel like one of the reasons young people do adventurous things or things against their
better
judgment is because they're trying to have adventures
mm-hmm.
and experience things. And so I don't know why you wouldn't want to share those with us. You went and accumulated all kinds of craziness. It seems like that's part of the reason. I never did anything by design to have stories to tell, but I most definitely didn't say no to stuff I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And now you have stories to tell.
And then when you look back, you're like, thank God I lived to tell it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So I better many. Tell it. I lived to tell it. I better tell it.
But then to me, it just... Telling the story just confirms how incredibly stupid and careless I was.
Right.
You learn. Those were all learning experiences.
Sure.
I mean, I hope you learned.
Did you learn? I continue to get into trouble, so I guess I didn't.
No, you don't.
You know, you're a good girl now.
Well, yeah, now.
Good girl.
I'm a good girl now.
So we were in San Jose yesterday, and I don't know about you guys, but all I could think was, wow, it took forever to get here, and Vinny's house is 20 miles further than this.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, that's a tough drive, man.
You know, you guys bitch about my drive more than I do, though. Yeah. I have to say,
Well, you can't bitch about it because we'd all go, what are you doing?
Well, no, that's the fact.
But I hope in your head you're like, oh, Jesus, what have I done?
No, listen, I have made
long
a decision,
drive.
And I don't want to be that person that's going to grind on it. I don't. Yeah. So I don't.
You so can't, what we yeah. do.
Right.
Because when I drove down to San Jose, I was like, boy, this is far.
I felt like it took forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just
well,
do
like,
it.
It was 50 miles, you know?
And traffic time, right?
Yeah. Well, I did 280.
Oh, you did 280?
Yeah, did you have a lot of traffic?
Well, we hit 101. I was hearing accidents, actually, on 280 southbound before I left here.
Oh, no.
But I wouldn't have taken that anyway. I had to drop off my car in Redwood Shores.
Aha.
So we get off on Belmont.
Right.
Drop my car off and then hop in George's car.
Yeah.
Georgie.
Yeah, and it took forever.
So I want to say thank you to the Fairmont. I don't know what charger they plugged me into, but I had like 1 mile left on my car when I got there.
I had the backup when I got there.
And when I got there, I had 1 mile left on my car. It was plugged in for 2 hours, and it was almost completely recharged.
Oh.
So it was great. This is great. It was no problem. So thank you. And thanks to everybody who came out. Yeah. And to the people who, a lot of people drove from all over the place to get there. So a lot of people stayed there apparently the night before. At least
some
one
people
set
that
of
drove
people.
From the Central Valley.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. It means so. It's just so nice to look out there and just see all these people that, and we see a lot of the same people at a lot of stuff. You know, like ardent fans of the Secret Show and the live stuff. And I hope they had a great time.
The Fairmont crushed it.
Like, they always do.
That setup was so well put together. I posted a picture.
I saw it. It looked so good.
Well, and I couldn't even fit the whole room.
The two side areas of sitting were not there. That's like one of my favorite rooms to do it in.
Really
I love
is.
That room.
Yeah, it's a great
I'm
room.
I'm so glad
high
it was available.
Ceilings, well lit. Mm-hmm. Everyone has space. Everyone can see. Yeah. I mean, we've had some rooms where, and that's the way it goes, but where there's a pole in the way.
Right. Exactly.
Is that called obstructed view?
Yeah. But I mean, that was...
Your seat is behind the pole.
Yeah, this is your seat.
A lot of people. So anyway, that's a perfect spot.
Someone said your picture, I was reading your Instagram this morning, and someone said it looked like a church. You know, the rose.
It did. That's so funny. Eddie Eft, I saw, had, you know, he liked it.
Hey, man, Eddie, he could have been there. I offered him to come up.
Oh,
Eddie did comment.
Yeah,
to come up here and do a
set for 10 minutes like we had Rudy do. But he couldn't make it, so he'll be up next month.
You know what? Yeah, that boy...
End of March?
Yeah, I think so.
He did a post... Like, I follow him, and I'm...
Eddie,
me and Eddie are friends, so I try to hang out with him when he comes up. He's touring hard. Really hard.
Well, he's got a family to support.
I know, and it's a trip, though. He is everywhere. Like, what he posted...
Mm-hmm.
He's on tour like a rock band's on tour. Everywhere.
I hope it's not in that Bingle bus.
No, I think that he's actually set up to go.
Thing.
But it's every couple days. Yeah. A new location. He's all over the place.
I saw him on a TV show the other day.
Oh,
it's,
yeah?
Well, it's called Comics Unleashed, and it's on, what's that network called? Like comedy.tv, something like that.
Oh.
Do you remember the name Byron Allen?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Did he start out and That's Incredible?
Or Real People?
Real People.
Okay, Real People. So now he's a big time producer. Like he puts out a lot of the judge shows that we see.
He puts out a lot of
random stuff. But man, he's just hitting it. So he hosts this show.
Okay.
And he's also a producer. And so they have like four comics come on and, you know, kind of work off each other. But Eddie F was one of the guys that I saw. Great.
How does teeth look? See, he's going to get TV gigs now that his teeth are fixed.
Yeah, they were already fixed. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Good for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Eddie. I've always thought Eddie should be, you know, when's that guy going to break loose? Right.
Don't be his cock.
Well.
No. Poor Scott.
I know.
It's weird that it's weird. These cats don't get the same. There was a while where these comedians, and we used to see them come through a lot. They would come through and they'd be kind of a name, but they'd have TV deals. They'd be locked in by NBC to some. They're getting paid and they still haven't
even have a show on
what
yet.
Do they call that? A development deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even a show yet, but they're part of the talent pool.
Taking a check and
they don't do that anymore like they used to.
Well, TV isn't what it used to be.
Right.
Do you remember the name Sue Murphy?
Sure, of course.
Of course, I love Sue Murphy.
She came to my head yesterday morning. You know, it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, oh, Sue Murphy, what happened to her?
She's a writer now.
Yeah. On Ellen.
She does Ellen. And I think right now she, although did it get canceled, that Chelsea... Netflix.
That's gone.
I think that is
so
gone.
So that was the last thing on Sue's wiki resume.
Yeah, Sue's absolutely great. I you know, she probably doesn't want a tour anymore, but if I've just, we exchanged Christmas cards.
Oh, that's nice.
Sue and I did, while you were out on maternity leave, Sue and I did a bunch of radio together.
I think, she was there.
Like, great radio.
Yeah, she was so talented,
like,
so
her and
funny,
I were
and very smart. Yeah.
Yeah, too smart for me, for sure. I remember being like, ah, you got me again.
If you're a longtime listener to this show, you would absolutely, I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch of listeners out there right now going, yeah, Sue Murphy. She used to be on all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, I know you guys were kind of in the back waiting to come out. Did you happen to catch Rudy's set?
No.
No, we were, when the door was shut, you couldn't hear a thing.
Mm. Which is good and bad, I guess. Well, if you get a chance, go back to the podcast from yesterday.
We were told it's being cut out.
We weren't going to. Yeah, he said he didn't want it on there because of all his new material. He's working stuff out.
And darn. Yeah, so. That makes sense.
But it was good.
Yes, it was
great.
It was very funny.
I really like him.
Talked a lot about love.
You know what's funny?
It's Valentine's Day.
The show is so short, or I should say the show goes by so quickly when we do a live podcast. I had so many questions for him, one of which is, as he has said to us before, his hope and dream is not a development deal, an HBO special. He wants to be...
a TED Talk guy, like an inspirational...
an inspirational speaker. And I have so many questions about, you know, what will get him to that point. Will this tour in Rome possibly be the thing that puts him over the top? And
this is just a trip to Italy he wants to write off.
I think so. The trip to Australia, though. I mean, like, what is... if you really don't want to be a stand-up comedian in the end, shouldn't you be trying to talk to crowds of people, maybe even out at the bus station?
Maybe his... I mean, I've never seen a long set from him, only the short ones that we've seen. Does he get into some more... I mean, does he start to open it up and have it be more of an inspirational thing when you see him on stage?
No,
just all jokes.
Comedy, just all jokes, stories, you know? I think the most I've ever seen him was maybe half an hour, and I was laughing the entire time. Mm-hmm. But regarding that inspirational thing, someone from Sonoma, I don't know if it was Sonoma State, someone who puts on these lecture type things that Rudy was talking about, had wrote in here, and I passed on the info to Rudy saying they want him and
to come and speak.
Yeah, and I don't know if he ever followed up with that. So I call BS on that whole thing. He wants to be a big star. Who wouldn't?
I agree.
It makes no sense to tour the world doing stand-up.
One thing.
When you really actually want to step aside and tell people they can do it.
You can do it!
You really can do it. Whatever it might be. Right. Walking across hot coals or landing
guitar,
that job of your dream.
Whatever
or
it is.
Dropping 10 pounds. You fat bastard.
Who wants to be the next Tony Robbins?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? I mean, he's the height of the inspirational speaker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I remember that guy when I still lived in San Diego. So that would be 95, 94, early 90s. He had a helicopter and a mansion on a hill in San Diego.
Who doesn't want that?
As we would all be like...
Tony Robbins.
How do you make that happen?
Right.
You're living on a hill in Del Mar with a...
You inspire.
Yeah, but that's it. That's nothing.
That's nothing. And yet, it's everything. It's everything you need for a helicopter
and
a mansion.
I guess if you can get Morgan Fairchild to believe that you're somehow responsible for her success.
Yes. That's funny.
Or you've paid her to do promotional spots for you, and no one really gets that.
Yep. And now you have a helicopter.
Right.
Oh, that would be so great. Is there a pad on top of this building? It's a news building. If one of us got a helicopter someday, could we helicopter in?
Are you working on a helicopter in your deal?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that'd be great.
Oh, you should just throw that in right now in the middle of everything.
Helicopter rides. Okay, this all sounds great. I'm going to need helicopter transport to and from.
I just thought of one other thing.
Yeah. It's a small thing.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, God. Can you imagine the look on your agent's face? You want me to say what?
Really? How am I going to spin this? It's actually so good to have an agent, man. Like, if you can be freaking out about something, you just write it all down. And they go, okay, well, here's what I'm going to say.
Right. They handle it.
Yeah. Yep. It's just nice, because you wouldn't want to say that to the people that you work for.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, just really quickly, a couple things. Our 21st anniversary is this Sunday, so obviously we won't be on the air. So, and I started to feel this yesterday, like as I was sitting, you know, in front of the live audience of the Secret Show and stuff. I can't tell you how grateful I am for the last 21 years. And, you know, I hope there are many more. And the anniversary is on Sunday, and we're on vacation next week, so it's, you know, I'm not gonna get, by the time we get back from vacation, it'll be past the we'll be in our 22nd year. So I just wanted to say,
let's hope.
Yes, let's. Wow. You know, just super, couldn't be more blessed to be sitting in this disgusting chair that I've been sitting in. I mean, this chair is bad. I've been sitting in it for 21 years, and I hope to sit in it for
maybe you should ask for a new chair.
I don't want a new chair. Every time we get a new chair, I sit in it for a while. I'm like, is the old chair still here? I like the old chair. And the other thing is, I don't know. I know.
If you buy a new chair, you'll be pushing it in and out of this room every day. Like,
yeah, I'm not.
I can't leave that in there.
No, nobody wants to sit in this chair. Is disgusting. Like, it is. This chair is super gross.
I have to push my chair into the office. No one touch it.
I know.
Having nice things is not worth it.
It's not for me, really. Because I wouldn't push it in and out of here, and then I'd be super bummed when somebody's butt stain was on it. But now the thing is covered in butt stains. Like, I mean, most of them are probably my. How could they be anyone else's? I've been sitting in this chair forever. This chair is disgusting. No one ever sits in it. It sits in the corner over here. This is the chair for me.
There was a person at our sister station
that
had to. She got a chair and she had carpal tunnel. So the company had got her some eco chair.
Oh.
It's huge. So every day there she was pushing it out.
Oh.
Pushing it in. Had to hide it in a closet somewhere.
Like some ergonomic special chair just for her.
That lady runs a wicked board to have developed carpal tunnel from pushing buttons on
her. Is it Rebecca or Susan?
No, it was Terry, who was an editor.
Oh, so she was typing and going crazy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the board there. I'm like,
yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, doing that editing right there. You know, everything going on right there at the editor station.
Well, I thought maybe it was Rebecca Corral, because I've watched her do interviews before. Mm-hmm. She'll have someone on the phone, and she's transcribing the entire interview as she's doing the interview. Like, she'll ask the question, she turns off her mic, and then types as the person is giving their answer. It's actually fast. I've sat and watched her before. Like, it's
fascinating. Well, she has to turn that into a report that you hear later on.
So
that
she said it helps her do most, you know, instead of having to go back and transcribe everything, she just does it on the fly. It's unbelievable. It's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe it was her, you know, because she's typing furiously while she's.
Well, she might have
typing,
problems from that, though.
And then she's formulating her next question, too. She's actually quite amazing.
Yeah.
She does the middays over
there. She's been
doing
it forever.
Yeah.
When
Since
I was working,
the whole time.
When I was working nights, learning to work all the equipment, my engineer, overnight engineer, his name's Tree. I've told you about him a million times, but he would come in and see me working the board, and I always had to hit the off button, getting ready to hit the on button. Like, I had to just work this energy out. Like, got it. And he would go, "You're breaking crap, dude. Please stop doing that." And I'd be like, "But hold on.
Get that boy a stress ball."
Yeah,
I got it. And he's like, "Yeah, you got like 10 more of those to hit before you're even 5 minutes into commercial break. Hold on." Got it.
Oh, my God.
So stupid. But that's what I envisioned when someone with. How does a DJ get carpal?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the only person I could think of for a DJ that would get it was Rebecca because of the furious typing.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to say is that my brother landed last night.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he? I still don't know what the deal is. I'm pretty sure they want to come in. I guess that my sister-in-law's friend is a fan of ours, is what I'm being
told. Sister-in-law's friend.
So my brother and sister-in-law flew in last night, and they're either meeting some people. I'm not sure who these people are, but they're apparently fans. So if it happens, they're all coming.
I have this great idea.
What's the idea?
So the idea is, you remember the the lake house you guys used to go to, the one with the hole in the wall that your brother would peep through to see you changing.
Yeah, I don't remember that. No.
I was thinking if we could get a cardboard box and put a hole in it, and you could be changing and he could look through the hole in the cardboard box, it would be like
the good old days. He wasn't looking at me,
Vinny. Really?
Really.
Uh-huh.
And that was, by the way, in our regular house. There were holes in the ceiling at this house.
He had holes in both houses?
I told you, my dad had put up this drywall to wall off this one section of our upstairs so that I could have my own room. And it turned out later that he had dug in between the two, because he didn't tape it and mud it. He dug a hole in between the two things so that when my friend Susie Wagner would come over, he could peek at her. It had nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh. Anyway. So if we could get a box, we could sort of the good old days.
I don't even think John's coming.
What?
I don't even know if John's coming. He said.
Oh, John is your brother as well as your husband,
John,
right?
Right. I'm sorry to confuse.
I'm like, why
people.
Would your husband want to watch that bleep show?
Yeah. No, but my husband, if they do come, my husband will be coming because he'll be bringing them in here.
Oh.
And because my brother he doesn't want to be on the air. He said.
Really?
That's what he said. He doesn't. He's like, I just always freeze up. I'm not funny on the air.
Your brother.
Mm, that's what he said. I mean, he is the funny one in the family for sure. But the very few times he's ever been on the air, he just chokes.
Well, let's just have. He does.
Oh my God, crazy.
Let's
chokes.
Just have him redo his bit from your birthday. I'm sure he's got that memorized.
He's not doing that. I cannot allow that.
I heard it was so hysterical.
It was hysterical, and it was in an audience of people who were close friends and family, and it was nasty and horrible, and he's not doing that. I swear to God, I'll blow this board up before I let that happen. It's not happening.
Damn.
It is not happening.
I'll give you $5.
Well, I will need $1 million.
Oh, come on. I don't have that.
Let the negotiation begin.
Seven.
$999,000.
Oh, man.
It's going to take a while, I can
All
see.
All right. Well, we'll do this during the commercials. Right.
Oh. Yes.
Are you going to play a song?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll do it when you come back.
Okay.
Big movie review,
Big
everyone.
Movie review, everyone.
I mean, why wait? Right. There you were cutting in.
Black Panther, everybody, at 9:15. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, there'll be no time for my brother. Oh, phew. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alessa's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.